It's become a cliche to talk about how the greatest Greek plays effortlessly bridged the 2,500-year gap since they were written. But my goodness, this play is about things which are in our newspapers daily. Just look at this week's news. Antigone has something to say about Syria, about Leveson, about Charles Taylor's imprisonment and Julian Assange's extradition. But it wasn't the 2,500-year gap that was uppermost in my mind last night. It was the 9-year one and the 28-year one. Making no apologies for partiality, the crowning glory of this production is Dad's extraordinarily tight, lucid, poetic, clear and theatrical translation. He started work on it in 1984, directed it for telly the same year, and died in 2003. It's an old translation by anyone's lights. We're as far away now from when he wrote it as he was then from Bill Haley and Hungary and Suez. But we don't even need to do that striking piece of maths. When he died, never mind when the translation was written, we lived in a very different society. We were at war, just, when he died. But Dad never lived to see the messianic God told me to do it, Blair, just the slick politico who smoothly paved the way for invasion. Dad was dead long before London exploded in 2005, when those four kids, Antigones themselves, or maybe Creons, strapped bombs to their chests in the names of what they thought was right. And that means that he lived and died in a Britain where our civil liberties were never a major issue. He never worried about being scrutinised by government, or having his emails read, or leaving voicemails for friends that would be listened to by journalists. He didn't see our current government, which, when it is caught out in lies, tells us loftily and with a sense of entitlement that those lies don't matter. And yet, in his interpretation, Sophocles' words, heard in 2012, don't sound like they were written by a dead man a lifetime ago. They sound as if they were written tomorrow. So now it's over to the inky scribblers to pronounce on the success or failure of this production. The initial signs are that the notices are going to be good. But that doesn't matter, because tonight something bigger than any review happened. Tonight a man who died 2,500 years ago, and a man who died 9 years ago, got together with some actors and a director and a designer and a crew, and told us about a society neither of them ever saw, but which both of them understand.
John Taylor, thank you very much for
thank you so
that,
much.
And thank you for talking to me about your dad, Don Taylor.
Thank you, my pleasure.